society has been able to do in this process. Over to you.
Thank you very much. Absolutely. Lower and middle income countries and civil society representatives play a very important role within the COVAX facility's governance and also decision-making processes. And they are participating in the Gavi board and committees. And several civil society also have a space in the different work streams of the COVAX facility and working groups. I'm representing civil society in the Advanced Market Commitment Engagement Group. It's a long name. And that is basically a kind of political governance structure that is comprised of members of governments and WHO, CEPI, and Gavi. And basically the role of the civil society in this mechanism is to support the work to ensure, as you mentioned, Ms. Moderator, the equitable and criteria-based distribution of the vaccines, but also to protect the most at-risk groups in the participating countries. And it's part of the civil society role as well to hold governments accountable to the commitments they made to the principles of the COVAX facility, which not always are happening. But the reality is that despite all the efforts to create, to produce the vaccine in a record time, and also to create a mechanism like the COVAX facility and the principles that are associated with them, we are observing a shameful moral and political failure to reverse the vaccine divides and also to ensure that no one is left behind. You probably saw the news and in the global north, in the rich countries, 70-75% of the populations are completely vaccinated, while in Africa, half of the countries in the continent have barely reached 3% of the people vaccinated. So, and these are countries that are actually countries, low-income countries, that are already grappling with the vaccine supply and health infrastructure issues, even before the COVID, the pandemic. So some suffer even the conflicts and civil unrest, like Syria, Yemen, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Myanmar, and others like Cuba that are hit by natural disasters, and that makes much more difficult for them to roll out the vaccination plans. So the question that we need to put to ourselves, to everyone, to humanity, is what are the principles of global solidarity, the justice, inclusion, human rights? That's the question that we need to put, to insist, and also to respond to. And our role in civil society is also to urge governments, but also the pharmaceutical industry, to ensure that they are adhering to the principles of global solidarity, inclusion, and justice. And that they keep transparent practices on how to prioritize the allocation of vaccines. That's something that we are asking as civil society organizations. But on the other hand, civil society are also facing many challenges to play this role. Now, one of them is related to the protection of fundamental freedoms and also an open civic space. The open and pluralistic civic space is under attack. It's closed in many, many countries, and you are seeing groups that speak out against the vaccines or against women's rights or minority rights. They are gaining authority in debates, and the platforms are providing to them as well. So that is our questions that we need to put to ourselves how to address. And the concern has increased, of course, because of the pandemic, the COVID pandemic, as many countries are using that to restrict the civic space and also the role of civil societies in playing this role. And of course, the shrinking space affects organizations from civil society, including faith-based organizations and their constituencies, but it also harms the human development, the security of the entire population. We need to have that in account. And because we know that with fundamental freedoms and meaningful civil society participation, the voices of the marginalized groups and their needs become much more relevant and much more important. And that means that development becomes also inclusive and sustainable. And the COVID pandemic is the biggest economic and social crisis in a lifetime. And therefore, human rights are key in shaping our collective pandemic response, both for the public health emergency that we are facing, but also to the broader impact on people's lives and livelihoods. And to conclude, I think that it's important of fostering partnership between different stakeholders to address all these issues. And that's becoming a need, not an option for civil society organizations. As we enter in a unique window of opportunity to build a new social contract that honors the human dignity of everyone, we cannot ignore the opportunity for civil societies to offer insights to help inform all those peoples and institutions that are defining the future of humanity, that are defining global agendas, that are defining the priorities for societies. Thank you.
Thank you very much.